This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. PR crisis, four decisions content managers must make fast. What happened? When a PR crisis hits, content managers face a paralysis problem. Marketing Mag recently outlined four core decisions these professionals must make under pressure: what to say, when to say it, where to say it, and who should say it. The piece frames these as the critical fault lines where most crisis responses fall apart. Most organizations fumble at least two of them. The communication angle. Let me contrast two types of organizations under crisis pressure. The first type treats content managers like traffic cops. They push messages out, manage queues, and wait for instructions from legal or leadership. When a crisis lands, this organization goes silent for 36 hours while committees debate the wording of a single paragraph. The audience fills that silence with speculation, and speculation is always worse than the truth. The second type treats content managers as the first line of defense, not the last. They are already trained on voice, escalation protocols, and message hierarchy before any crisis exists. When pressure hits, they act. They choose the right channel fast, they publish something real, and they hold the line until the full response is ready. The difference in public perception between these two organizations is not subtle. It is the difference between they handled it and they hid. The four decisions at the center of this conversation are not equal in weight. Who speaks is the most consequential and the most botched. Organizations default to executives because it feels authoritative. But authority without credibility reads as spin. A content manager who knows the audience, knows the brand, and knows the specific platform can often frame an initial response with more precision than a CEO reading from a legal-approved script. Match the speaker to the moment, not to the org chart. Timing is the second killer. There is a window in every crisis, usually the first 2 to 4 hours, where a clear, honest signal can set the entire narrative. Miss that window, and you are always playing catch-up. The content manager's job is to push something factual and human into that space fast, even if it is only, "We are aware, we are looking into this, and we will update you by 3 p.m. That is not weakness. That is control. Channel selection is where most teams overcomplicate things. Go to where your audience already is and already trusts you. Do not launch a crisis response on a platform where you have 200 followers and no established presence. Own your strongest channel first. Expand from there. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes messaging gives you a framework for sequencing your response under pressure, specifically how to communicate partial information honestly without creating more panic, and how to signal competence before you have all the answers. That skill separates the organization's people trust from the ones people abandon. The takeaway. Before your next content calendar review, build one single page your crisis communication decision tree. Map out the four decisions: what, when, where, who, with pre-approved answers for your three most likely crisis scenarios. Let's sign off on it now, not during the crisis. When pressure hits, you will not have time to think. You need a document you can execute. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.